Welcome back, folks. Every month we check in with New Orleans and Company to see how things are going. And today we're joined by Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Noel. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you today.
Thank you for joining us. I just wanted to say thank you again. We had a great time at the National Travel and Tourism Luncheon at the Hyatt Regency this past Friday. Huge turnout. I was talking to a bunch of folks. They had a wonderful time, and they really enjoyed finding out about all of the incredible things that happened in 2025 and the things coming up, much of which we're going to talk about today in the future.
Yes, and I was so sorry not to be there. I was in Washington, D.C. with a few of our colleagues during National Business Industry Week, and so that's when we were all with customers. So it just felt so disjointed for me to be out of town for such a, I think, an important luncheon and something that I'm very proud of to be a part of New Orleans and Company and our greater hospitality community. So I'm sorry I wasn't there.
It's quite all right, but let's start there because there's a lot going on in D.C. right now. Anything to report out as to what you're hearing, what you're seeing relative to this industry? And anytime you go inside of the Beltway, I don't know about you, but I used to get a little nervous.
Well, for me, the week was combined with customers and then some trade organizations that we belong to and our customers belong to. So we were focused really on how and what things are affecting our industry. Actually, I'm part of a U.S. travel subgroup, a subcommittee that works on group travel. And we've been working for quite some time with them for several months, and they're getting ready to launch a national campaign to really talk about the importance of group meetings and conventions to the national economy, global economy, if you will. So not just things happening from a local level, but many of my peers from around the country are involved in that. And so I think we all are facing the same struggles. You know, it's a very uncertain climate. It is it's difficult to navigate sometimes for trade associations, having attendees, having trouble sometimes getting here. And I think, you know, what we've all come to realize and understand is there really is no going back to where things were or the way things were before the pandemic. We are all forging a real new normal path going forward. And I think that's the real reality, because when you look at the conclusion of the pandemic, there's been, you know, a lot of uncertainty, you know, in our own communities and other communities and then politically. And so those, you know, life affects us all, and it affects how people travel and what they do and what they want to get out of their travel.
That's interesting, because that really highlights a group like yours, New Orleans and Company, even more so, right? Because you got to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening. You got to be nimble. You got to be able to respond, because this sounds like a series of moving targets.
It is. And, you know, there's only a one of me here in New Orleans, you know, just like my colleagues on here at New Orleans and Company. And so having relationships with your peer group in other major cities and organizations where you're talking about what's happening, and then you realize these things just aren't unique to me. They aren't unique to New Orleans. They're happening in Chicago. They're happening in Orlando. You know, they're happening in all these cities. And so really, we become our own good think tank and how we evolve our industry forward. And so I'm very honored to be a part of a group of people that are thinking about those things and how we move meetings and conventions forward and how we truly educate the public when something goes wrong or something's not happened or if the economy pulls back. The first instinct is to cancel a meeting. Well, in the instance of all these medical meetings that you're aware that we're hosting this year, that means science breakthrough relationships don't occur and people don't share information. And so we really want to put a different lens on how people think about meetings and conventions because of the real good work that happens while people are here and the results that make people's lives better that are going through, whether it be cancer treatment or heart conditions or any of these other things that these really amazing professionals get together and talk about.
Stephanie, just one other deviation from some of the stuff we want to talk about. What are you hearing as it relates to the airline industry. Obviously, there's significant disruption, gas prices, aircraft fuel, aviation fuel, supplies and things of that nature. There seems to be a little bit of angst and anxiety in the industry right now. Is that true or not?
I think, you know, it's like you said at the beginning, we're all, something is always happening that we have to adjust to. We're the best little microeconomic science project that there is in this industry. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, jet fuel prices are more expensive, so tickets are more expensive. We haven't seen a ripple yet where then that starts to impact meetings and conventions, and hopefully we won't. You know, it's like myself. I went to get gas yesterday after work, and I was surprised at how much more the gas cost than it was just, you know, a week ago when I filled up. So it's prioritizing in travel that when it's all together, the travel, the hotel, what it costs to go, that it still meets people's budget. So, yeah, we have to adjust. Have not seen any negativity in terms of meetings pulling back, cancellations, or lack of attendance thus far.
All right, let's jump into this. Congratulations to New Orleans and Company, the Helms Briscoe Award recipient. Tell us about it.
Well, this is something that our entire team and our entire hotel community is so excited about. Helms Briscoe is one of the major representation firms. So they have staff that act as an extension for meeting professionals. So they work very hard on behalf of those organizations to book and plan meetings. So they are our customers as well. They have 1,300 associates, and at their annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, we were named the CVB, that's Convention and Visitors Bureau, the acronym for our industry, the Large Market Destination Partner of the Year. And so that means out of all the destinations that they work with, that we were voted number one. And so we have the trophy. We've been carrying it around. We had 25 national sellers in a couple of days following the award from global hotel companies showing them New Orleans, and we have brought the award with us. This is a big honor to be noted as the destination of the year. I was actually sitting next to my colleague
from
Orlando.
This is like the Lombardi trophy.
It is. It's
sounds
crystal
like the Lombardi
and it's really
trophy.
Pretty. And we're shining it and we're carrying it around. But I was at that meeting I was telling you about. I was actually in Dallas at a different meeting, and my colleague from Orlando leaned over and she said, "I just heard you won." And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "Yes, y'all win a lot, so it's our turn." And she started laughing and she said, "Well, if anybody was going to win, I'm glad it was you guys." So there's a lot of competition for this award amongst the destinations.
Absolutely.
If I was in town, absolutely, I would have brought it to the award. I would have brought it to the luncheon if I was in town, I promise you.
Well, I mean, it's a testament to the hard work of the organization. You know how I feel about you guys. I mean, y'all have so many curveballs that come your way that are completely and totally outside of your control, but you're always having to adapt. And y'all have this uncanny ability of being able to pull it together and pull it off like no other organization I've ever seen. And
it's
an example of, and it reflects in the numbers. So we're going to jump all over this today. I mean, you know, we just posted these numbers. I think the second highest year of visiting tourists to the city of New Orleans in the history of the city. These things just don't happen. You know, you got to make them happen.
No, they don't. And something you just said made me think, you know, this skill that we have, and I think it's a New Orleanian skill, not just within our organization, to adapt to when things are difficult. You know, the one thing I have really come to realize in my career is it's truly a competitive advantage, because so many of these professional organizations put these meetings in cities and communities, and there are times and places where people don't show up and don't solve the problem. And I think that that is one of our biggest competitive strengths outside of obviously the destination itself and the people who make it up. But it absolutely is critical, because that reputation follows you. You know, planners have networks of people just like we all do within our profession. And if you're not doing a good job, then that word spreads, unfortunately, usually faster than good news spreads.
Yeah, no doubt. for sure. And it reveals itself in the calendar that we have in 2026 that is pretty damn strong. I mean, we got a lot of medical stuff going on, which is good. It's one of the largest industry and fastest growing industry sectors in the country right now, right?
It is. And the thing about these organizations is, you know, they have been meeting in New Orleans for decades, and we consistently deliver good results in terms of attendance. And so when you're a city like New Orleans that doesn't have the individual business traveler, that the group part is our foundational layer of visitation, having these larger medical meetings are critical because their profile actually shows that they spend more because they have some of the biggest names that you can think of in exhibition companies that are hosting people, hosting events. So they're spending more money in various parts of our economy, which is really good for cultural bearers, for entertainment, florists, venues, restaurants, private dining. So they really have a greater impact and a greater reach. And they do some incredible work and research while they're here. I love to go on those show floors and see what they're doing. It's amazing. And I think we are just should be so honored to be able to have these people in our community. And I think that as New Orleanians, we really provide this currency that no one can, our unique joy. And so when these people are meeting, they're doing business like we are. They're having dinners, they're having discussions if they're selling or buying. And I do firmly believe that our culture and our city and our way of presenting ourselves really does impact how meetings end up and why they end up so positive.
So far this year, we've already hosted 3, I think, and we have another 5 on the horizon for 2026, right?
That's right. We've already had American Heart and American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We had American College of Cardiology, long, long time customer. And you know, our sales team is already talking to these people about when they're coming back next. And so that's part of the selling evolution. And then we have some fun things happening. We have Pokemon coming again this summer. So we're really excited about that. So we have some other things going on as well. But being a frequent home to these large medical conventions really does elevate our reputation as a meetings and conventions destination, especially on the front of technical excellence and the ability to execute. We talk about the big ones, Noel, but our sales team here brings over 1,000 meetings into 2025. They brought over 1,000 meetings into 2026. So for us, that's 10 hotel rooms or more. So we're impacting in-hotel meetings as much as we're impacting citywide meetings. And that's really important as well.
So I was just going to ask that question. What is the threshold for a large meeting? Is there a number that's accepted in the industry that separates small?
Everybody's a little bit different. Yeah, we tend to use 2,500 hotel rooms on one night as our benchmark of what we call a citywide. You know, really what you're getting to is that it's going to take up 3, 4, 5, up to 20, 30 hotel rooms. But that's about it. So if you think about the Hilton has 1,600 rooms, you know, they might, you know, they have varying size blocks so that they offer to groups. So at 2,500 hotel rooms, you're probably in the 8-10 hotel range to make a package work.
Right, right. So spreading the wealth is one way of looking at it, right?
I think the way that, you know, that both hotels and customers look at it is hotels may have other business obligations, so they can't just give their whole hotel to one event because they may have made some previous commitments. And then hotel customers like to keep their package as contained as possible because it becomes very expensive for them if they're having to shuttle between 20 hotels. And so it's a combination of things that make the hotel packages what they are. You might have, you know, one opportunity where you have 500 rooms at a hotel and another where you have 300 just because of their business levels. And so that's a huge part of our team's job is to put that puzzle together, to work with the community to get those packages, to make us competitive and compelling when we're competing against other destinations. So that walkability, where we're so proud of it, and it is a big thing that we have 26,000 hotel rooms in 2.5 miles, when you start spreading it out, it does make it difficult. So that's one big factor that our customers would consider when thinking about New Orleans as a destination.
When we think about attendees, what would be like our largest convention that we would have just from an attendee perspective?
One of our biggest is coming up this December with the American College of Hematology. They're going to have 25,000 plus people here. This program is so big and has such an international attendance that Air France will bring in flights from Paris. It is absolutely one of the biggest major medical citywide meetings.
So when you get up to that 20,000 attendee, 25,000 attendee, that's a big conference.
It's a big conference, and those hotel rooms will stretch out into the suburbs. At that size, they'll be using rooms in Metairie and those areas. So it is quite huge, and it is a very prestigious organization. They do incredible work, within blood study, cancer, and all that. And their attendees are very fond of New Orleans. So they actually will be here in June, continuing to plan for their conference. So that's another part of this thing is, we're with these customers on our convention services side of our department for years. So, it takes years to plan these events, select the venues, how the programs are going to work. So we'll see our friends from hematology coming in later in June to do more of the last minute detail planning to pull this conference off.
Yeah, for sure. Because, again, they don't just happen. You got to make them happen, right?
You have to make them happen. You have to know what's
complex.
Going on. It's December. Is there a parade? We can't, No. We don't want to have a parade going down Convention Center Boulevard while we're having a shuttle bus. I mean, they all sound so obvious, but yet it requires all this planning. Yes, a lot of planning. And we have a terrific convention services team led by Rachel Avery, and that's what they do every day. They had a major group in a couple of weeks ago, and they did over 40 hotels in 2 days. So that breaks down to 15-minute visits, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah. Crazy, for sure. All right, we are visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back with a lot more to talk about when we return. Stay with us. One way you achieve success is you spend a lot of time talking to folks that are looking at you and looking at you critically. And we're visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans & Company. And Stephanie, I understand that you guys had your customer advisory board in town here recently.
We did. Awards, and so our city had one that the convention center had stood up for several years to help influence and get their feedback on the improvements you're seeing happen at the convention center, and really was very instrumental in guiding a lot of that forward progress, the pedestrian park, the renovations, the Omni project. And so as that renovation in terms of, it's in place, we shifted it over to us and then took back over and created a whole new customer advisory board, and we were so proud of the level of senior executives that joined our advisory board. They came here for 2.5 days. They were greeted by the mayor, which was extremely impressive to them, to hear from the mayor all the things that are happening in the city and all the improvements that are taking place and the reduction in crime and safety. Just great news from a customer standpoint. And so we listened to them. So we had a facilitator who's very well known across our industry and really collected some great information on some things that we're going to work on within our organization that helps them produce better meetings. The great news is it wasn't anything earth-shattering or terrible. They're very supportive of New Orleans and want to help support us. That's a great news. A lot of conversation for them because, and they were able to peer-to-peer talk about the challenges that they've faced as it relates to, bringing people in and visa wait times and how these things are affecting their business. The cost of doing business is just really expensive, and they're grappling with that. And if you think about so many of associations, their annual meeting is their revenue creator, and so it's a necessary part of their business plan. And so they're experiencing the same kind of economic pressures that other organizations are facing. And so this also gave them that opportunity to talk about it and for us to think about ways competitively that we could be really helpful. I think the biggest issue to them really was external and market pressures that none of us have control over, right? So it then becomes, as you and I were talking about earlier, how do you as a destination best align with customers to overcome their challenges and be the most successful partner for them?
Yeah, I mean, it seems as though there's been this confluence of a number of things happening right now that's been very advantageous to all of us here in the city of New Orleans, right? The opening of a new airport. They've received a number of recognitions and awards over and over again. And the close proximity. You know, when you travel to other areas, if you're not well-traveled, you don't understand this. But you, Stephanie, I know are very well-traveled in this country because of your work. It's easy to get from our airport to downtown New Orleans. I mean, a lot.
It is easy.
You could literally walk from this airport to New Orleans faster than it is to drive from some airports to their cities.
Yes, you can, and it's very easy to get around inside of our airport, and it's a very good experience. Those awards matter. And I give a lot of presentations, as you know, and I have been giving this newly tooled, because we're always trying to change them and make them better. But it is so exciting to me to be able to stand up and talk about airport awards, master plan, potential expansion. The plan that we are all working on, the vision plan, 2035, and all the organizations that are participating in that. When you start talking and you start showing customers the cohesiveness community that raises trust and confidence, and then you can ask Walt Leger, and then the UNESCO Creative Cities designation. Those things, those external recognitions really matter in the competitive environment. And so, and it speaks to evolution because we all want to have a different experience. And I know you travel a great deal too. That's the staple. I think we all do. But business travelers are like us. I mean, the organizations want to go to someplace different or a different experience. So it's inherent upon us as a destination to continue to grow and evolve, because if not, you get checked off the list. And that's a place that we don't want to be, is checked off the list.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, there's a lot going on. Let's talk about, something that's going to be transformational for us. And they've successfully able to navigate over a number of hurdles here. It seems as though the momentum is there for the Omni Convention Center headquarters hotel. I don't think it's an overstatement to say it truly is transformational, right?
It really is. And I know it's a topic that's been talked about a lot, and I just want to frame it to you from the sales lens. Hey, this is important and increase the likelihood, and I'm taking us back.
Stephanie, are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone? Because we keep losing you.
Is that better?
I mean, if you could pick up the phone, it'd be better, because you're phasing in and out. Go ahead. Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I picked up the phone. Okay. I have the phone to my ear. Okay. So back to what we were talking about earlier about hotel packages. So when you have so many hotels spread out to make a package, it makes it very difficult for a customer to choose your city when they can go to someplace else and do it in 2-3 hotels or 4. And so the Omni project being directly across the street from Hall C gives us an ability to shorten hotel packages. So that gives us an ability to be more competitive. We haven't had a project of this size in almost 40 years. And that's significant when you look competitively and you see and you go to different cities and all of these hotels are attached or there's a walkway. And in small cities you don't think about, Columbus, Louisville, beautiful hotel projects. And so we like to think of ourselves as who we are, New Orleans, unique, one of the most dynamic countries in the country. But it also comes down to how does this business decision make sense from our organization? And that's a big part of the Omni project, from a competitive standpoint, for us to be able to have this growth and this opportunity to compete for more and different and layer more business. And that always goes back to conventions and meetings are the foundational layer. So when you think of Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and all the wonderful iconic events we host, there's 300 plus other days that we need to fill with. And so this helps us have more flexibility in filling the city.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you definitely want more infrastructure to complement each other, meaning the convention center and other infrastructure, right?
Absolutely. You don't want a dated convention center in a new hotel or aging hotel products. So seeing our hotels renovate and seeing new things come on, like the Museum of Illusions and, you know, various venues are very important. One of the first things customers say are, what's new? I want to see what's new. I want to see what's renovated. Those are some of the first questions they ask you. And so when you're looking at cities that always evolve, I mean, there's always something new in Las Vegas. There's always something new in Orlando. And granted, those destinations are so far larger than ours, but you're competing with them as well. You know, we have, what, 43,000 hotel rooms in our metropolitan area. Las Vegas has 150,000 plus. So they're having to work just as hard to fill that 150,000 as we are trying to fill our 43 in the metro and 26,000 downtown.
Yeah. And a lot of folks don't realize, you know, that connection, you know, I've been to towns like Indianapolis. You know, you can walk across a walkway from a couple of the hotels into the convention center. You know,
absolutely.
You have the football stadium across the street. There are very few that have that kind of close proximity, but what they do have is these walkways and these things. Of course, the weather up there in the winter is like crazy cold, which is different than here. Same thing in Minneapolis. You know, you can walk around almost the entire city by never going outside. These are all things that they had to do because of their weather, but it makes it a lot easier in moving people from point A to point B as well, right?
It really does. And then you don't care about the weather because you're in an insulated environment going from your hotel to the convention center. I experienced that a great deal, right. And so does my team. So, yeah, then it's like, well, I don't care that it's snowing there because I don't have to leave the compound, as it will. And I think with the convention center's approach to making it a campus as opposed to just a convention center is very smart. And I know the word transformational is used a lot, but it really is, and it really will strengthen our position as a meetings and conventions hub. And we're very excited about that.
All right, got to get to another break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company. I think you guys have an upcoming trade press trip where journalists from around the world are coming this way.
We do. We thought that Sail 250 and 50 Best Restaurants were two really great events that are happening in New Orleans that don't ever happen here. And we believe that was a great time to invite people that are in the meetings and conventions, trade publications, magazines, and online presence to come and experience these events and write about us. And so we're bringing them in right after Memorial Day, and we are going to show them New Orleans in a uniquely different way, so that we can encourage more writing, more stories about New Orleans, and feature us as a perfect place for meetings and conventions. And, you know, we do this. We just had 25 sellers in. If you think about the hotel companies, Marriott, Hilton, they all have national sales offices, Intercontinental, all of these companies have national sellers that sell their brand across the country. And so you can imagine that gets crowded if you're selling 50, 60, 100 Marriotts or Hiltons. And so we worked with our hotel community and brought in 25 of these national sellers to bring New Orleans into focus for them so that they'd have New Orleans more top of mind than maybe some of their other hotels they were selling. And we brought them in over the Thursday of Jazz Fest. And many had not been here, had not experienced it, or had been a very long time. And when you think about all the new growth and hotel development happening in these other cities, you know, we really try to hit it from every side. So not only are we hosting these customers, we're hosting the national sellers, we're hosting trade media, and then really working to elevate the brand so that we really can continue to push that envelope of being built to host. That really is, you know, the umbrella that takes everything we do in convention sales and distinguishes us from competitors.
It's amazing how many different nuances are out there in the way that you have to promote yourself. You know, if you're not your own best cheerleader, none of this happens, right? But then on top of, layered on top of that is the creativity of leveraging certain things that are going on here in the city to your advantage.
It absolutely is. And you're so right. It's so nuanced and it's also so basic. We did a survey of our customer base and received over 400 responses and 100 written in responses. And the topic was about how they wanted to be communicated with, which is, you know, when you think about that, and I just taught a class on this data 2 weeks ago in Dallas with all of my colleagues from around the country and their sellers. And the one of the leaders of Atlanta's destination marketing organization came up to me and she said, I wasn't going to go to your session because it seemed very basic. And then I went and I couldn't believe all of the things that we had forgotten and we need to do. And when you think about competition, we just think about cities. But when you think about a customer sitting at their desk, receiving 20 emails from the city of New Orleans, hotel people, and 20 emails from 10 other cities, how do you stand out? And so we're investing at that level. We hosted 200 people in New Orleans to teach this class called Words That Sell that we created ourselves. And then I took it to Destinations International, the Convention Sales and Services Summit, and taught it. And it reminds us of the most basic things. Don't write things to people like circling back, checking in. And it sounds so fundamental, but how you communicate with people at the everyday level can sometimes clear the road to get your destination noticed or not. And so, yes, we're working at all kinds of levels all the time.
Yeah, I love you, what you say. I mean, you try to set yourself apart from the rest, right? Nothing is a normal business correspondence in your world any longer.
No, it seems. One of our large customers said to me, because we were talking about this class, we were in Washington, D.C., and this person said, Stephanie, it's very difficult to say no to someone that you have a relationship with. And I think that was that's the sentence that absolutely matters. You have to form a relationship to get people to want to do business with you. And then that's where it all starts from and ends from.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of that kind of went, I think, to the wayside during the pandemic and a little bit after the pandemic. I find, though, and you tell me, because you do it a heck of a lot more than most people, I'm finding that the momentum is really strong, that people want to come together, sit across from one another, interact, right? Get off of Zoom, get off of a text. I hate text.
I mean, I do too. And group texts are awful.
Emails. I mean, my wife says I don't know how to handle a group text.
It's terrible.
Yeah, well, she goes, you embrace other people's responses, but you don't tell anybody. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, group texts, reply to all emails. They're productivity killers and they're relationship killers.
Yeah.
And the real, you know, the thing about right now that's also facing the meetings industry is, you know, our generation, younger generation, we want to be in person. We want to be in face to face. The younger generations, and there's four in the workforce, there's a real, and we discussed this at Customer Advisory, there's a real issue with getting younger people to see the benefit of going to a meeting. They are not signing up like we did. They're not going like we did. If I don't go, I'm going to miss out. So that's one of the things we're tackling, even in the selling environment, trying to teach people how to sell and get off of email and get on a call to talk to someone, you know, in a real conversation. So it is. It's yes.
And you don't go to meetings unprepared. You don't go to meetings unprepared. You have something prepared. You have something to contribute. You know, it's just like it's just not like this obligatory, okay, I'm going to show up, you know, and they can check my name off on the list. It doesn't work very well either.
No.
Well, thank you so much. Always enjoy the conversation with you. So much happening, so many balls that y'all are juggling. I don't know how you do it, but y'all do. And, you know, you come through shining all the time, and we appreciate that as well.
Well, thank you, Newell. I always enjoy my time with you, so thank you for having me.
Thank you, ma'am. Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, the state is going to take possession of the old Confederate statues that were taken down if a bill passes in the House. We'll talk a little bit about that.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you in the morning.